This episode is going to be legend, wait for it, dairy.
My name is Barney Stinson, and I am a recovering serial womanizer.
And what are we going to do next?
I need you with me, and I need you to be strong.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 28th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Live from New York, it's a stacked Saturday Night Live lineup. Molly Shannon and Ana de Armas have been tapped to host upcoming episodes of the long-running NBC Showcase. Shannon will host the April 8th episode alongside musical guest Jonas Brothers, while de Armas will host the April 15th episode with Carol G. Welcome back, Betty Ross. Liv Tyler has joined the cast of Captain America New World Order, reprising her Marvel role from the 2008 Incredible Hulk movie. She'll once again appear as Betty Ross, the daughter of General-turned-President Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, played by Harrison Ford in the new film, who's taking over from the late William Hurt. It's been 15 years since Tyler starred alongside Edward Norton in The Incredible Hulk, Marvel Studios' second film after Iron Man. Mark Ruffalo later replaced Norton as Bruce Banner, but a number of other Incredible Hulk actors have made their way back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe over the years. Hurt appeared in multiple films before his death in 2022, and Tim Roth recently reprised his role as the villain Abomination in She-Hulk. Tim Blake Nelson is also returning as the leader in New World Order. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. We are learning from our number three pick today to lend a helping hand. On the new series Renovation 911, sisters Kirsten Meehan and Lindsay Uzelding are emergency restoration experts, meaning they help restore houses that are damaged by fires, floods, or any other unexpected disaster. Now, Lindsay handles logistics and insurance, and Kirsten plans out construction and design. Together, they help families get back into their home, and it might even look better than before they left. Here, Lindsay and Kirsten assess how to quickly dry up a home that was affected by water damage. Take a listen.
Hi, Linz. I'm just getting our supplies and our fans ready. Late last night, I got a phone call from a new client that had a major water loss. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's still water on the floor. Look at this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is extensive.
From this?
Yeah. One $20 hose.
Totally corroded, so obviously this city has some pretty hard water.
Leaking from a corroded hose behind the washing machine on the second floor, water flooded the laundry room, then flowed down the hallway to go through the first floor ceiling. The water traveled down the wall to not only flood the first floor, but continue through to the basement where a lot of their belongings were stored.
In a water loss like this, time is not our friend.
Water damages structure. We could grow mold.
We gotta get this dried out fast and efficient.
So demo starts immediately. When the water ran in the laundry room, it collected into a floor vent and went into the ductwork. They look really heavy.
I would recommend to anybody, just change out your washer hoses every 3 to 5 years. They're $30 to $50. It could save you $30,000 to $50,000 later.
That is some great work they are doing. You can see them in action when Renovation 911 debuts tonight at 9 on HGTV. It's trivia time on How I Met Your Father, which we'll have more on in just a few. Kim Cattrall plays future Sophie, who tells the story to her kids of how she met their father. Now, there are a lot of detours along the way, but she eventually will get to her destination. In the meantime, young Sophie, played by Hilary Duff, forms a connection with a character named Robert, who's played by one of Cattrall's former Sex and the City co-stars. Which actor is it? John Corbett, Ron Livingston, or Jason Lewis? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
What lies beyond in the great big blue? You'll have to watch our next pick to find out. After 4 very lucrative months in theaters, Avatar: The Way of Water is now available on digital platforms. James Cameron's sequel came almost 15 years after the first smashed box office records, and this one globally has become the 3rd highest grossing movie of all time. The movie centers on the Sully family 10 years after the events of the first. Jake, Neytiri, and their 3 children must flee their home and seek refuge with the Metkiena, a village of Na'vi who live underwater. We're doing a little rewind here because months before the movie opened, we got a chance to speak with the cast at last year's D23. Take a listen.
The overall plot of the movie is family and taking care of each other, but there's so many subplots as well that I'm so excited for our audiences to see, because so many people, no matter how old you are, can connect to this film.
It's got action and great stories and the spectacle, and it will blow your mind, trust me.
They are not wrong. You can get all of the wonder, spectacle, and technological achievement from the comfort of your home, and with a 3-hour runtime, the ability to pause for bathroom breaks. You can watch Avatar: The Way of Water streaming on Prime Video, Apple TV, Vudu, and Movies Anywhere now. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Also.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist Podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. Wiser words have perhaps never been said. That quote comes from How I Met Your Mother's Barney Stinson, who's making a guest appearance on our number one pick, the mid-season finale of How I Met Your Father. The Hulu comedy series saw a surprise cameo from Neil Patrick Harris's Barney in the premiere episode of season 2, when Hilary Duff's Sophie hits her self-proclaimed rock bottom and crashes into the back of his car. Well, their chance meeting somehow ushers Barney into Sophie's life in a deeper way, which maybe we'll get more insight on in tonight's finale. Here's a preview.
Listen, I'm so sorry.
Me first.
Huh?
My name is Barney Stinson, and I am a recovering serial womanizer. We are likely speaking today because you are a woman I once concocted an elaborate scheme to have sex with. I fully understand why you've exacted revenge on me, and I apologize if I ever, A, pretended to be a mannequin that came to life and made you fall in love with me. B, hired a makeup team to transform me into a time-traveling old man and told you that the only way to stop global warming was to sleep with young me. C, told you I was Justin Hemsworth, the long-lost eldest Hemsworth brother.
Oh my God, stop talking. Why do I have a feeling you have, like, 50 more creepy things on that list?
50? Like hundreds.
Well, Barney's back on the mid-season finale of How I Met Your Father, streaming now on Hulu.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which one of Kim Cattrall's Sex and the City co-stars appears on How I Met Your Father opposite her younger self, played by Hilary Duff? John Corbett, Ron Livingston, or Jason Lewis? That would be John Corbett, who played Aiden on Sex and the City and guest starred on last week's episode of How I Met Your Father as a chef. And he'll be reprising his role of furniture maker and charmer Aiden on the next season of And Just Like That. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.